Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday. Do you know where your Aaron Rodgers is? The Packers and the NFL world still await official word on the fate of one Aaron Charles Rodgers. However, all signs are pointing towards a trade from the Packers to the Jets, as has been long rumored and thought of. You know, Trey Wingo put it out there. Mike Florio reinforcing the fact that things are moving towards that conclusion. Nothing is official yet. Nothing is done. Nobody signed anything. However, sure feels and sounds like all the terms have been agreed to. Does seem to be a bit of a question about Aaron Rodgers trying to recruit one or more free agents to the New York Jets. So if and when this news breaks later tonight, tomorrow, etc., I will be going live whenever that occurs. But in the meantime, we have other news to talk about. We have Keyshawn Nixon re-signing with the Green Bay Packers on a one-year deal, with a max value of up to $6 million. We'll see how that breaks down once we get hold of the actual contract terms. But fantastic news for the Packers to get Nixon back in the fold after an all-pro campaign where he went over 1,000 yards as a returner, and he didn't even begin returning kicks or punts until week 8. In the 2022 season. To get him back was a huge priority. Packers got that done. So you can't really sit here and say, as I've seen oft posited throughout the day on Twitter, that Aaron Rodgers is holding the Packers hostage. Now, he might be holding the Jets hostage a little bit, but the Packers got their priority free agent re-signed. And it's not like they were ever going to be out there spending big money at the first part of free agency. They haven't done that when they're flush with cap space, and they have precious little cap space, especially if they're trading Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, I think the Packers are in a pretty damn good spot, considering they got Keyshawn Nixon back and they're about to turn the page to Jordan Love. I'm loving where the Packers are right now. So, that said, hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Everybody chilling out. Everybody having a real cool day. Good to see you. Ryan starting us off with a super chat. Rodgers has been all about himself since he wasn't picked number one overall. He's not a team player. Now, Ryan. I understand we're all prisoners of the moment, but let's slide back and just take a breath. And I don't think anybody needs to be casting aspersions like he's not a team player because Aaron Rodgers is taking his time and doing things on his own timetable. Yes, is it frustrating on the outside looking in, not being privy to all the information in a world where things are updated every single moment of every single day because of our connectivity via social media? Yeah, I understand that frustration. But I find this a lot. I find this quite a bit. And it usually, funnily enough, Ryan, I know this, I'm not talking to you here, but I do get this sense, both pro and anti-Rodgers, where people have such strong opinions about the guy, yet they've never spoken to him. They don't know the man from Adam. They don't know anything about him as a person. Yet they have this humongous, like, kind of really ironclad belief in on whatever side they're on. And I wish people could just take a step back, take a breath, and just understand that the man is unusual. He's definitely his own cat, a complicated fella, as Ted Thompson said, as quoted by Mark Murphy. But he's not out here killing cats. He ain't out here hurting anybody. Like, let's just pause on the Rodgers slander is all I ask. I mean, because that's the other thing. What I always find funny is that I get all these attacks on social media in my inbox, phone calls to my parents' home, true story, about how much I hate Aaron Rodgers, which always makes me laugh. I've actually spoken to Aaron Rodgers. We've had conversations. We've had back and forths, both digitally, online, and in person. And people think I hate the guy. Like, no, I've actually spoken to him. And we have a very, 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 very kind of inconsequential relationship in the sense that he knows who I am. We have spoken. But this idea that I hate Rodgers is just fucking laughable. So it isn't getting that off my chest right away here. But Ryan, yeah, I don't... calling him not a team player. What team is he on right now? Sure feels like he's going to the Jets and he's trying to do all he can to make the Jets as good as possible. So I can't begrudge him for that. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Sorry, I'm catching up here. Sir Alex of Hayden, thank you for the super chat. Think the Nixon deal is a prove-it contract? It's only 1 year, so I'd assume if he balls out again, he'll be in line for something more long-term. Absolutely. I think 1,000,000%. One of the things with the one-year deal for Nixon is that it allows the Packers to pay as they go. It's something that the Packers have really tried to do basically since back in the days when Andrew Brandt was still in the building. It allows them to settle on the 1 year. And yes, it allows Nixon a full season as their returner to produce at the same level. And if he does so, got to expect, yes, he'll get a long-term deal. But also, don't forget, he's also not a liability when utilized on defense. A lot of times you'll have a specialist who is great at the specialist thing. And then you put him, like maybe you suffer a bunch of injuries and you throw him out there and you're like holding your breath. That's not the case with Keyshawn. What's nice and what's such a luxury is that not only is an all-pro returner, but he's a pretty damn good nickelback. And you can use him as a pretty important piece in your sub-packages. So, yeah, I think it's a major win for the Packers to get him back in the fold and to hopefully continue to see the kind of production that we saw over the second half of the season last year. Then they can lock him up into a long-term deal in 2024. That's the dream, anyway. We shall see. Renji, thanks for the super chat. I would tell Alan Lazard to keep that last touchdown ball, but I think the Lions have that one. Damn, man, that's cold. That's cold, Renji. That's cold. Big B is here. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me a moment to give a shout-out to Big B. I will undoubtedly speak to you on the happy hour, the Cheesehead TV happy hour on Wednesday, Big B. But let me just say here on Packers Daily, congratulations, man. I saw the video of you ringing the bell, cancer-free. So happy for you, man. That is fucking awesome. Congrats. So great. Such probably the best news of the day. Absolutely. Vex, thanks for the super chat. Some are mad at Aaron Rodgers, but the refusal of this organization is why we're in this position. The refusal of this organization. Continually trying to plan for the future and the present simultaneously and doing both poorly. Vex, that, my friend, is an insanely Entitled Town tweet. I'm impressed by how Entitled Town it is. Well done. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Bold prediction, Adam Thielen follows 12 to the Jets. I mean, I wouldn't hate it. Adam Thielen, sorry to say, I think the guy is washed. He can barely run anymore. Soder, thanks for the super chat. No idea about love, but I do know that he didn't ask to be in this situation. I'm giving him one hell of a long leash once this gets finalized. Go, Pack, go. Yeah, I feel you. I mean, it's not unlike, I think, how a lot of us felt when Aaron took over, right? Of course, Jordan has sat by and bided his time, been a good soldier. But I do think if Rodgers had insisted on coming back to the Packers, you would have heard some saber rattling from Camp Love. I do not doubt that for a moment. But with good reason, right? I mean, you're a first-round pick. At some point, you got to play. And as we've heard Brian say, I've said it here a number of times, he's got to play now. He is ready. Like, the development part was great. Love that they had that. That's such a luxury. But now it is time to play. And he's going to get to. And I'm with you, Soder. It's like, I just can't wait for the first interception or the first loss. And everyone's going to pile on. And everyone's going to hate on the kid. And it's going to be like, man, let the kid play. And the kid needs to play. That is the next step of his development. Can't wait. I'm really excited. Deshaun Perry, thanks for the super chat. The Favre era made the Packers a winning organization again. What will you remember and love most about the 12 era? Yeah, that's a really good question, Deshaun. That's a really good question. I think what I'll remember most about the Rodgers era is not only the championship, because, of course, that's where it begins and ends as far as it's Title Town. Championships are expected, and Rodgers absolutely delivered in that regard. Clearly, I know most people will say the disappointment in not getting back to the Super Bowl. But for me, starting every season almost by the year, set your watch by it, we are a contender. I love it. I lived through that. After living through decades of being and also ran and starting every season, like, is this the year that the Green Bay Packers fold? That was me as a kid growing up. So to get, you know, 16 years of basically every time that cat went out there, we were a contender. That's what I remember most. 100%. Too old for this. Thanks for the super chat. The Vikes think Z will defend all by himself. LOL. Man, that's Zadarius stuff last week was like peak Zadarius stuff. Come on. Z puts out a photo of him with the Vikings uniform and him with Mike Smith and Mike Pettine and says thanks to the Vikings and the organization and everything, clearly indicating that he was moving on. And then Rappaport reports that he asked to be released and was told no by the Vikings. Man, gotta love it. Gotta love it. Most Z stuff ever. Greg, thanks for the super chat. If the trade goes through, what does that mean for the cap? Can New York pay part or all of that? Not the Packers part. If and when this trade goes through, and it's going to go through, the Packers will take a significant hit. They will go from having a little over $20 million worth of cap space to about roughly a little over 10. That is the nature of this contract. And there's not a thing the Packers can do about it. That check is in the mail. Jay, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, thought this was funny. My brother sent me a screenshot. Rogers asking the Jets who all going to be there. I retweeted that, Jay, a little bit ago. That was quite hilarious. I didn't know the gentleman who tweeted it out, but it was pretty perfect. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Smalls. You're not my dad, Nagler. This is true. But if I have to turn this chat around, there's going to be some serious trouble. John, thanks for the super chat. J-Lo jersey has been purchased. We must move 12 now. The Jordan Love merch is going to be flying, John. I love it. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Would this deal be less likely if the Jets were on Green Bay's schedule this year? No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it'd be hilarious if they were, though. Just stinks that we were 1 year off. If the Packers had only traded him last year, you could have had Rodgers return to Lambeau. But alas, it was all for naught. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. What are the chances we have a new kicker in 2023? Man, why are you trying to give Matt Mamba like fodder? All right. Yes. Is there a good chance they have a new kicker? I maintain yes. And I know what Brian said at the combine. I still think there's a decent chance that the Packers move on from Crosby in 2023. Don't hate me, Matt Mamba. I love you. I love you. But I'm sorry. I just think Crosby's probably not coming back. That's just guesswork on my part. Colonel Flom, thank you for the super chat. He's not out here killing cats, Nags. It's like becoming addicted to meth, Herman. What a day of great quotes, and it's only Monday. A lot of ball game left. A lot of week left. Don't change that channel. Oh, Mamba's here. Oh, no. I can't take it anymore. When is Brian Pizza Crust going to announce the Crosby deal? Mamba, I'm sure you heard what I just said. I'm sorry, brother. Sir Alex, thanks for the super chat. Free agent market for Amos. Looks like there's some safeties that already signed, and I'm wondering if he'll come back to the Packers slash what the deal might look like. I think there is a small chance. I don't think it's huge, but I think my guess is there is a small chance that if Amos is out there as a free agent for X number of days slash a week or two, that the Packers would be amiable to bringing him back. I wouldn't completely dismiss that. I haven't heard that. That's guesswork, but guy who knows the system, played some really good ball for them. Yes, had a bit of a down year last year, but certainly seemed to be rounding into shape towards the end of the season. I would not be surprised if the Packers at least kept that option open. But I suspect Adrian will find something out there, and I think he'll probably sign elsewhere in free agency. That would be my guess, sitting here right now. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Tonezilla, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Schefter and Rappaport tried to discredit Wingo on the Rodgers to Jets tweet because they aren't, quote, in the inner circle? I don't think it has anything to do with that per se, but it's clear Trey has a line on something both with Rodgers and the Jets. Don't forget, he was the guy who had Cobb coming to Green Bay, which, by the way, when he initially tweeted that, I thought he was insane and off his rocker, and then it turned out to be true. And then he had the Jets flying out, or he had Rodgers talking to the Jets, and then flying out, all of which obviously ended up being true. My suspicion is, and this is just total guesswork on my part, is, and I don't know who he signed with, like, obviously Trey, as someone who was on ESPN for a long time and now is still a member of the media and in on various platforms, he has an agent and he has an agency. And I suspect either he is signed to someone who knows and or is connected to Rodgers' agency. And that would be David Dunn, Athletes First, etc. That is my like guess. And I'm not saying like he's with Athletes First. I don't know who he's signed with. But I suspect that's where the in is. When you talk about Schefter and Rappaport, I suspect their information sources are elsewhere, places, one of which I know I'm pretty solid on who Schefter was getting stuff from during Rodgers' summer of discontent, but I'm not going to out it here. That all said, I don't think they tried to discredit Trey. I think they were getting info from their regular sources, and that's what they were told. Don't ever, 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 ever forget when you're reading the tea leaves of everything going on when it comes to sourcing and reporting and blah, blah, blah. When it comes to the NFL, you're reading stuff that someone wants you to see and someone wants you to be thinking about. And I'm not saying that people are lying. People are certainly not making shit up, at least not at that level. Some levels, yes. Not when you're talking about Schefter or Rappaport. And that's the other thing. I saw some people today, because Schefter was talking about it on television, this Rodgers deal, the pending trade or whatever, like, oh, we can't believe anything Schefter says, like, because of the summer of Rodgers' discontent a couple years ago. Man, you cannot dismiss Schefter like that. You can be frustrated. I totally get that, especially when he's pumping out a lot of stuff that Packers fans don't want to hear, but he's not making shit up. You know, his sourcing is legitimate. What else we got here, folks? Smalls, thanks again, bud. Nags, do you think more teams should draft quarterbacks and let them sit? Too many high draft picks getting thrown in too early and washing out, in my opinion. Yeah, I think so, but it's really easy for us to say that. It's really hard to do that if you're a general manager and you are tasked with winning football games sooner rather than later with impatient owners who are also on Twitter and reading every headline. The cycle, so to speak, of disgruntlement from fan bases has, you know, ratcheted up, and, you know, it's gotten so quick. And so, I mean, if you're not winning in a year or two, the grumbling begins. I mean, Joe Barry's had a job for 2 years and people want him fired. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. This is the world we live in now. And if you're not winning a Super Bowl every single year, you should be fired. That's, you know, so yes, I think they should. Teams definitely should. I think the Packers are such an outlier in this regard, mostly because they don't have an owner. And I know people always say, oh, if they had an owner, they'd be more hardcore and they wouldn't put up with this, etc. But I think not, you know, quote, putting up with this tends to lead to smarter decisions, less more dispassionate thinking, and an ability to kind of look at a 30,000 foot view of your organization and your team and allow a quarterback to sit for a few years before you throw him into the fire. You know, and I know Brian talked about that at the combine. You know, the history of guys being thrown in there right away and, quote, winning is not great. You know, I mean, God bless the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, last season, not this 2022, but 2021. All you got to do is look at any Eagles game in prime time where Hurts is playing, and look at Twitter and see how everyone thought he was a bust. Everyone's ready to cut him. Oh my God, they made a giant mistake. He's never going to be the guy. Blah, 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 blah. Fast forward 1 year, and the kid is in the Super Bowl. You know, and I'm not saying that that's going to be Jordan Love. I'm not saying that that's going to happen every time, you know, you let a young guy develop, etc. But man, that's the thing that no one talks about reactionary in the moment, right? Like, yes, you see a young quarterback make a mistake, it's frustrating, but man, people have an inability to breathe and an inability to look at it like in a larger kind of pulled back view. And that's why I think you see so little of that in the NFL today. You know, if you take a guy in the first round, he's going to play right away, unless he's in Green Bay. Did I just make up a rhyme? I think I did. Put that on a t-shirt. Big Cheese, thanks to Super Chat. What's the most desirable veteran wide receiver the Packers can afford? Big Cheese, honestly, I don't think there really is one. Robert Woods, maybe, but I think, did he sign with somebody already? I don't know. I honestly don't know, man. They can't afford much. But we'll see. I know Brian said they wanted to add a vet, and I think that's a good idea, but who that's going to be, who they can afford, more to the point, I don't know. John, thanks again. Assuming that 12 goes to the Jets, odds that Fox will put up 12 passing yards in comparison to Jordan Love's week one total. That's great. Yes, Fox and ESPN, you must suffer for your sins, no doubt. Greg, thanks for Super Chat. I hear the Vikings aren't re-signing Cousins next year. Just saying, LOL. Okay, so stop with that right now. Stop with that right now. Dustin, thanks for Super Chat. Think we could get Calais Campbell? God, I wish they could get Calais Campbell. But no, I think, if he wants to play, which it sounds like he does, he'll sign someplace for a bunch of dough, and it won't be in Green Bay. I'd love that, though. Matt, thanks for the Super Chat. I'm tired, boss. I feel you, man. I feel you. Bucky, thanks for the Super Chat. Matt LaFleur will be cooking with a QB who listens. Let's fucking go. All right, everybody. I'm down with it. I'm here for it. But okay, there's a lot of levels to that. All right, let's relax there. Justin, thanks for the Super Chat. Bear spending big on D in fear of Jordan Love. I mean, if that were true, though, wouldn't it be pass rushers and corners? I mean, they're spending on off-ball linebackers. God bless the Bears. I love it. And look, I think those are both the guys they signed today are good players. No doubt about it. But man, they spent, $100 million at off-ball linebacker? I mean, I guess $100 million in cap space, you got to spend it somewhere. Rogers, Sports Talk, thanks for the Super Chat. Rogers wears 4 or 12 in New York Jets. I know 12 is retired. 12 is retired for Joe Namath. Joe Namath did give his blessing for Rogers to wear it if he comes to New York. I suspect he'll wear 12. But Rogers has always said he's a big old school guy, so who knows? Maybe he will defer and wear 4. Which would be incredible. 4, which, by the way, was his number, his initial number at his junior college. Michael, thanks for the Super Chat. I could be wrong, but if 12 is on New York Jets and 24 in the pack and New York Jets finish the same in their respective divisions, the Jets will come to Lambeau in 2024 for the 17th game. Michael, I hope your math is correct. I have zero reason to doubt it. I'm all in. Let's go. On Culture, what's up, man? Have a great day, Nags and all. Today's jams are For Big B, Celebration by Kool and the Gang, and Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. Fine choices both. Thanks, Uncultured. Ryan, thanks again, bud. Rodgers pull a Favre in 2024. Rodgers a Viking in 24. Man, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's just get the deal done first before we start pontificating about Rodgers moving on from the Jets. Ryan, thanks for the Super Chat. Congrats to Big B from this Vikings fan. We all hate cancer. Go Pack-O, Skull. Best Super Chat of the day. Thank you, Brian. That's an awesome gesture, dude. What else we got, folks? A lot of Adam Thielen stuff in here. All right, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I will be going live later tonight if we get official word on a Rodgers trade. Otherwise, obviously, anytime tomorrow or tomorrow evening or hell, maybe it'll be June. Whenever it happens, I'll be going live. Thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor and be sure on April 3rd to check out the Cheesehead TV 2023 Pro Football Draft Guide. That's right. April 3rd. There is no pre-sale this year. So it just drops on April 3rd. You'll be able to download it the same spot where you get our merch, all of our t-shirts, sweatshirts, what have you. It'll be a direct download from our Teespring store. It'll also be available via link pretty much everywhere we are on YouTube. Right here beneath each video, we have a merch shelf where you'll be able to find it. be sure to check that out. Tons of great stuff for Packers fans, by Packers fans, each and every year. April 3rd, the Cheesehead TV 2023 Pro Football Draft Guide. Check it out, people. And in the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Hopefully, I'll see you later with consummation of the news of a trade between the Packers and the Jets. Have a great night, everybody. Go Pack, go.